From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iran's foreign ministry called new U.S. sanctions targeting the country's ballistic missile program illegitimate. President Obama said Sunday his government will vigorously enforce those sanctions after enacting new measures against five Iranian nationals and a network of companies with links to the banned missile activity. The announcement came a day after the U.S. agreed to lift sanctions related to Iran's nuclear program under an international deal reached in July, and hours after confirmation that several Americans held captive in Iran had been released. Portland State University scholar Peter Buchtol tells VOA the Iran deal is a good one and that it comes with what he called a domestic component.
In this case, both in Iran and in the United States, there are hardliners in Iran. There's a moderate president. And the supreme guide, Grand Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has to balance the two. Similar in the United States, as we all know, we have an administration that at the top very much believes in diplomacy rather than brute force in dealing with Iran and some other countries. And we have an opposition, especially among people running for the White House later this year, who seem to be much more hawkish.
Middle East scholar Peter Buchtol. The White House issued a sharply worded statement on Sunday saying it condemns in the strongest terms attacks in the capital of Burkina Faso that killed at least 29 people, wounded scores more overnight on Friday. The statement also warned that acts of terrorism will not stop the United States from helping to improve health care and economic activity and opportunities in Burkina Faso. This is VOA News. United States and Iraq are working to find several missing Americans who were reportedly kidnapped in Baghdad. While helping in the battle against the Islamic State, dozens of foreigners have been kidnapped in Iraq over the last few months by terrorists and militias. Freelance Yemeni journalist Al-Migdad Mojalli was killed Sunday in an air raid by the Saudi-led coalition on rebel-held Sana'a while on assignment for the Voice of America. VOA has expressed its deepest condolences to his family. Meantime, Reporters Without Borders says at least five journalists were killed in Yemen last year. Taiwan's voters have elected Tsai Ing-wen as their first female president, delivering a crushing defeat to the Nationalist Party. Tsai's independence-leaning Democratic Progressive Party also won a majority in the legislature. Monash University Asia scholar Bruce Jacobs on the election results.
Well, it's certainly a landslide victory. There's no question. It was a great rejection of the government, which had been in power since 2008, and this started during the elections of 2014, the local elections, but it really was a huge landslide victory for the opposition Democratic Progressive Party.
Shortly after results of the election were announced, China's Taiwan Affairs Office said it would continue to oppose any Taiwan independence activities. Jacobs contends Taiwan, once known as Formosa, was never a possession of China. The Democratic presidential candidates met for a fourth debate Sunday night here in the United States, clashing over U.S. domestic policy in an attempt to define their differences ahead of early voting. VOA's Katherine Gibson has more.
Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders debated on what turned out to be a major day for President Barack Obama's foreign policy legacy. The candidates shared a cautious optimism on the exchange of prisoners and the completion of the Iran nuclear deal.
We've had one good day over 36 years, and I think we need more good days before we move more rapidly toward any kind of normalization.
Do I want to see that relationship become more positive in the future? Yes. Can I tell you that we should open an embassy in Tehran tomorrow? No, I don't think we should.
Clinton and Sanders are close in the polls in early voting states, but their differences came out sharply on domestic issues like gun control.
We cannot keep talking past each other.
Former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, who was running a distant third to Clinton and Sanders, urged a spirit of cooperation in a divisive election. Katherine Gibson, VOA News, Washington.
And Americans across the country pausing today to observe the federal holiday marking the birth of slain civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. became a central figure in the civil rights movement in the 50s and 60s, assassinated in 1968.
That's the latest world news from VOA.